The Medrash in Parshas Truma mentions reference to building Rosh Hamikdash v'shachati b'sochem b'chuli Truma. The Medrash mentions Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael M'charti Lechem Terosi Kaviyocho M'charti Imo. I sold you my Torah, I sold you myself b'chuli Truma. Marshal, a melech has the bas yechida. If someone wishes and desires to marry her and afterwards to take her to his home, to his land. And the melech says, she's my only daughter. I can't say she should stay with me because she's married to you. But I ask permission. That is, shekomokim shato holech, kitun echod osali. Shall be able to live with you. Take me along with you. This concept of take me along, let me be with you, is not something unique only to Vosali Migdish Shachati B'Socham. This is something by Kabbalah Satorah, this week said. By Kabbalah Satorah, we have the same idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he wants to be a part. And Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Torah, was given the Torah on the Tanai, on the condition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes along. As the Medrash mentions, a Matan Torah, Vayiten Moshe kechalos l'dabar yito b'har Sinai. Torah is like the matana, the Torah to the chasim. Torah is the isha. Isheschayal miimso is not only your wife, but also Torah. The chasim is chal isha. So wherever the chasim goes, the Torah goes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to go with you. Vichuli, take. And this is found also in the Nefesh HaChayim mentions the Shas Eisik. When a person learns Torah, it's not just the Zman of Dveikus B'Kodesh Baruch Hu, but also V'Sasik V'Yun U'Davik B'Tzono V'Dibur Yisborach V'Yisbor B'Tzono V'Vor V'Chad, that you become part. Olam Lokeh Chayfetz. And he's taking the Baalim with him. Kitcha brichu d'raisa chadu. We say the bracha. You see a chacham. You saw a chacham. Bracha to Hashem kin mel cholam. Shalcholach me chachmosa li'reyav. Shalcholach me chachmosa. By the Yumis Olam, is shenosan. Shenosan me chachmosa l'boser v'dom. Shenosan, a matana. I'm here and he's there and I give him. I give him the matana, I give him the chokhmah, but the Ribbono Shel Olam stays in his spot. However, when it comes to chokhmah satorah, when it came to Torah, shecholat mechamasa, a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how we have to feel. We have to feel this. Not just sensitized, I'm sensitive, but I have to margish this. How we margish this? How we margish this feeling that I'm not just a bus of a dome? I'm a nefesh. There's a nefesh inside me. How do we margish this? How do we margish the words of the Chazon Ish? Chazon Ish mentioned, pliyatsu, that if a woman is not machas herself properly and sneezes, and doesn't cover herself below the elbows, this is worse than Chilu Shabbos. Chilu Shabbos is Chil skill. No one says she's chayav skill. Hashkafe shiba. A person is hot, so why can't he take off his jacket? He's uncomfortable. Why can't he roll up his sleeves? Why must he wear a tie and a hat, black and white? Why? I'm hot. Sure, you should be comfortable. That if you're a buster. If you're a buster, I understand that. But there's a nefesh inside us. We're not just basar. Regardless of the weather, we're a nefesh. A chelik al kamimal, a neshama. There's a neshama within us. That neshama needs sneeze. That needs sneeze. How do we realize this? How do we live this? How do we have this mashu, this, at least the chalapokas, a feeling, I'm a neshama, I'm not just a goof, getting up in the morning, going to sleep at night. How do I feel this? I'd like to give a few examples that we need chizm. I'm talking to myself. And that is, Moda anuf menecha shechata shechazarta bin shmasi bechem rabu minasech. Lakai mishum shechazarta bin shechazarta. Nachazir shiyan nisham zubur mason. Chiyas amason. Chiyas amason, Rambam says in Chelek, is one of the basic yisoyis. One of the basic yisoyis of our emunah b'Hashem. That there'll be a chiyas amason. That everyone will, the Yosef will rise up as a goof. We believe this. And we can believe this, not waiting for that moment, which should come soon, but every single morning. You gave me back my neshama. You gave me back my neshama. The ksois is simen dalet. This is lovely shizachim now. Speaks about Ovid inish dina nafshi. Man can take the law in his own hands when it comes to hezek. If I had to go to Bezin and bring proof that you're mazik my field, you'll destroy my whole field. So push him off right away. What about if he owes you money? A milvin shana. Machlis Ramban, Baramoy, you learned it. Guys, Halacha, can you tell him that I took the chal talos because of milvin shana? Ramban says yes, and Baramoy says no. Over there, when it comes to a milvah, so there's a machlikis, Yam Shir Shlema, and the Shach. If a person owes me money, and I have a mashkin, can I keep that mashkin? I've asked him so many times to pay me back, he didn't. Now I have a chance. However, the Kshayis wants to say, when it comes to Bekodin, Beteros the other day. A man gave me a Bekodin to watch. Comes back, where's the Bekodin? I'm not giving it to you. I refuse to give it to you, because you owe me money. I had two Adam, the Adam died, and I can't prove it anymore. I'm not giving it back to you. So the Pir Lakshay says, Bimutter, Mutter. So he brings the Zohar. The Zohar is definitely, according to the Zohar, is definitely Osir. Osir. Every night we say, B'yodachat Kedruchi. Tonight we'll say, Krishma Amita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're taking my nefesh as a Bekadin, you're a Shoimer. And the next day, Shechazarta B'nishmasi. You give it back. Why should you? Aren't we a Baal Chayim? Aren't we Baal Chayimus? You don't have to give us back our neshama. You don't have to give it back. According to Baal Hamon, according to the Ramban, I mean, Hamil Yishana, just take it. Just take it. He owes you money, take it. So if you see by HaKadosh Baruch, he gives us back our neshama, and don't think that the elderly people have a monopoly on death. Only if you're an old person, have a monopoly on death, tell the Social Security office that. Monopoly on death. Anyone, shechazarta b'nishmas. So if a person is magish that, then how much of a hagoshi do you need? Even a second. When we daven every single day, Mr. Shem Marv, five times, b'chai meisim, ata gibol erushim, b'chai meisim, ata rabbi yeshiv, b'chai meisim, b'chai meisim, b'chai meisim, b'chai meisim. To think of these words, even for Mashu, Rav Chatzkel said that if a person has a hearer, that he's a nefesh, even for a Mashu, that's a gevaltig gezach. And if he doesn't have any hearer at all, he doesn't have anyone, he davens, in his tefillahs, no hearer, he just say the words. Just speed read, speed read, speed read. Minion, speed, 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 speed up. It's achzoyes. A person that has no hearer at all? Musa drushes and no hagosh at all? It's achzoyes. How do we feel that we're a nefesh? We put on tefillin every day, Baruch Hashem. There's a kavon that's miyakim, according to the Bach. Whoever says Laman is Miyaki, Laman Tia Torah Shem Ficho, Anokha Shem Lekefa Shem Sisechim Yisrael, What are the words that we say before? We're in a rush, take your time. Just a minute, just a minute. You say the mitzvah. Can we think a minute to say those words? I'm not translating it, because translation is not the word. It says hargosha. It's not translation of words here. You have to margish this. You have to feel this. All the parts of our body, our brain, our neshama, it's all part of you. This is the time to have the Urim. To think at least, how long does that take to say and to think a second? This is how we grow. How is our growth? You should grow in Torah. Grow. What does that mean? We're briskies here. We have to conceptualize, analyze. So we're analyzing. What do you mean by growth? Are you growing in Torah? Are you learning? What does that mean, growth? What does that mean, growing? Hope not. This way? Growing means spiritual. What does that mean? Machshavas. Do you ever machshavas? When you put on film, do you ever have these machshavas? Are these your machshavas? How's Yashir? How's Yashir? When you say the Shira, so it's mentioned. When we say Shira every single day, to slow down. Chari says, Bekavana. Yomer Shira Sayom, Besimcha. And we're good at that. We're good at that. We can be Besimcha. They have fun. Simcha. Yidam Ibdata, Kilub Osayom, over by Yom. You don't have to wait till Yom Kippur. Say Az Yashiv B'Simcha. Then we come to Olein Shabbat. Oh boy, Olein Shabbat. We say three times a day. What is our kavona by the Olein Shabbat? What's the kavona? By the Olein Shabbat, it mentions, as you should say, the Mechaber says Olein Shabbat b'kavona. Shlomar Olenu, Be'emo Biro. He called Svoy Shemaim Shomim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu Omeid in Pamal Yishamalo, V'chum Onim V'yomim, Asher Yom Shikach Olo, Asher Yom Shikach Olo, Gov. When we say Olenu tonight, we means everyone. If you have this in mind, your Olenu will be different. Your Olenu will be, Nikuli, take me with you. Shows that Kodesh Baruch Hu is here. It's not where I'm getting dressed and walking out, putting on my coat and saying Olenu. And who says I say the words all together? Birchas Hamazon. Oh boy. Birchas Hamazon. Mentioned. Rav Shach, Sof Yomav, tried his utmost to mention this Mishmer Berurah over and over and over again. That is, mentions, Chazor Birchas Hamazon, there's the nose of the Mesunus law of Kol Yom HaBekovet. From the Taki, Yisrael Vorek L'Tchilo, Toch HaSefer, Lo Baal Peh. When you say Brichas HaMazin, we know it Baal Peh. Baruch Hashem, we know it Baal Peh. Don't say, look inside a Sefer. It's more the Kavana. It's more the idea HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Because of the Sefer Hasidim, they all know, Ma'is HaBeachot Shemais, Minizgala B'Chalom, man was Nifter, and he appeared in a dream to one of his relatives. Yomalo, b'chol yom donin osi, al shelo hayisi medaktik levorech kol habrachas b'kavonis halev. I wasn't medaktik in the brachas. Malbi shalom imatir asurim zogit kefufim. Hazonis oilom. I wasn't medaktik in the brachas. This is what we have to feel in Margish. This area that we should be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the ways, possible ways of coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hargoshes HaLev, to be Margish. Margish in our tefillahs. Margish before we start the mitzvah. Before we start the mitzvah, if you have in mind, today, tonight, my kavanah will be a little bit better. Mashi. It's a mashi. A mashi better. They always ask the question. About tshuva. A person that's away from Yiddishkeit. If he becomes a Baal tshuva, he's greater than a Chofetz Chaim. He's greater than a Rishon Solanter. How can that be? How can that be? The answer is, his yigia to reach a higher madriga, even though it's not the same madriga as a Chofetz Chaim. Because the Chofetz Chaim, the Gedolim, the Tzaddikim, already were born. Like the Rav said, I'd have to be a Goyin Olam to be an Amoritz. Rav Salveshik said, I'd have to be a Goyin Olam to be an Amoritz. Came from such a home, such an environment, such a makom, the new Rambam is well paid before the Bar Mitzvah. I'd have to be a Goyin Olam to be an Amoritz. So his Shifa would not be as great in terms of higher, either higher than a person that started off zero. And what does it mean about tshuva? A little bit, just a little bit. Tshuva does not mean a complete 90 degree angle, completely, 180 degree, change completely. But turn, turn. It's like Olenu. Already I'm turning to leave, like a shear. The shear is ready to leave, and already Rebbe didn't finish yet. But he's going to finish in another minute. You're up and going. You're up and going. That's tshuva. That's exactly what you do for tshuva. I said, I'm ready to leave. I'm ready to leave. It's time to leave. You're giving a hint to the Rebbe. Come on, it's time to go. That's tshuva. Because that is your das. I want to leave. I want to leave my ways. I want to leave my drachen. That's tshuva. Our job is to try to work. Not the end result. The end result will come. The Sati Shmael. That's the Sati Shmael. Our job is to just the pulis, the pulis, the pulis. The Gemara says in Yuma, they say to the Ani, to the Asher, to the Asher, why aren't you like Hillel Ani? Why aren't you Rabbi Lozer Asher? Why aren't you like Yosef and Tzadik? He had a Yitzhahara. How are you comparing me to Yosef and Tzadik? Hillel, how can you compare me? The answer is that even Yosef at Tzadik, this Tzadik, if it wasn't for Siat Ishmael, he would not be able to overpower his Titus and Ishis Potiphar. Hillel needed also Siat Ishmael to be able to sit on top of the yeshiva of Ishmael of Italian and listen to Torah. I needed Siat Ishmael. All I needed is to try. And this is Matan Torah. This is Matan Torah. Matan Torah is every single day of our life. We know that. Every single day of our life. But the Matan Torah is not just the Gnesias Torah. That we are chelik of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are chelik. We're a nefesh. We're not just a goof. We're not just a goof. I'm only concerned about my goof. But it's my nefesh. And the nefesh is through our tefillahs, through our learning, through our shkafis. Through our shkafis achayim. Of the Tchias HaMesim, of the Noilam Habo, Noilam Habo. You know that when people plan trips, I plan to go to Eretz Yisrael this summer, and he's talking about it now, and he's excited, he hears all about it. He plans to make this trip and that trip, and 2 years from now, 3 years from now, there's another trip. Why can't we think of the other trip? Olam Habo! What about the Olam Habo Dika trip? And I mean it seriously, what about the Olam Habo Dika trip? Why don't we think about that? The Rambam says, you teach a child, answer Amen. He's 4 years old. Answer Amen. And he'll be a Ben Olam Habo. That's what you're thinking of him? Don't you think of his education? Is he going to go to Harvard or not? That's your thinking of it. Age 4, you're going to be a Ben Olam Habo? This is the ultimate. This is a trip. Work on that trip. That's what Ramos says, not I. What about that trip? Let's get excited about that trip. Not just our summer plans. The summer plans. With the plans of Olam Habo, we're a Ben Olam Habo, and that's an Amen. To answer Amen to a prophet, Kelmel, answer Amen with the Slavis. This is hopefully, the Al Devorim Srichim Chizuk. And Rashi says tummy. When it comes to Torah, when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to derech eretz, when it comes to gemilas chesed, we need constant chizuk in our avodas Hashem to realize we're a nefesh. We're a part of our Kodesh Baruch Hu within all of us. Every yachid v'yachid. Hopefully, with the chizuk of the Torah, with the chizuk of the Parsha, with the chizuk of the Kriyishma, and our brachas, our mayor brachas, will go a mile in our avodas Hashem. Thank you.